Tikkabilla. Mm. Tikkabilla, Tikkabilla, fun for you and me. Blog on Afrofuturistic music, and it got me 88. Wow.
Hi, I'm Erin Velak, and I've made it my mission to interview the members of the University of Nottingham's student radio station, URN. Join me to uncover how our members got into student radio, what they're listening to in their free time, and their most iconic pieces of clothing that might make you recognise them as you're walking around campus. I want to know who they are when the mics aren't live, so let's find out. This is Off Air with URN.
We've got Margot here, Margot of Margot Monday's fame.
Hello, everyone.
And we are prefacing this with Margot's just finished exams and had a lovely night out and might be a little bit tired today.
I might be slightly tired, however, all was worth it. Great night out, Lots of fun.
And a night out of prison, which normally I don't hear people enjoy their nights out of prison like as much as you did.
Quids in, Monday night at prison. Most underrated night out.
Are you trying to get a Margot Monday's Prism sponsor?
Yes. In fact, I am a rep. I am a Quids in rep, believe it or not. I know. I don't think I've ever sold a ticket in my life, but I am a Quids in rep. So hit me up, guys, if you want Quids in tickets, and I'll make some money out of you all. Ha 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 ha.
But as always, you've got a smile on your face, you're ready to chat, and I love it.
I can't wait. I've been really excited for this. It's my first time on a podcast. I've never been on a podcast before.
And I'm so glad to have you pop your cherry on my...
Ooh, pop my cherry.
We're going to start with, obviously you do Margot Mondays, and you've always done Margot Mondays.
Yes.
As soon as you got into radio. You joined daytime as well. I want to know kind of why you got into radio. Why did you join URN?
Why did I join URN? Why did I join daytime? Oh, well, I actually don't know. Well, okay. I always liked the idea, before starting uni, I liked the idea of joining some sort of media zone related society. So originally, I always thought I was going to join TV. Like my plan always was going to be go to university, and then if they've got some sort of TV society or magazine or newspaper sort of thing, I was going to join that. I'd never thought about doing radio at all. And then I went to the Freshers' Fair in the first week when I started and came across the radio stand.
Next to the TV stand, I'm guessing.
Next to the TV stand, yes. Went to TV first, had a chat with TV. TV, by the way, NSTV, was packed at the time. Couldn't really talk to anyone. Everyone just seemed really busy, and I was like, they seem a bit rude. Sorry, NSTV, you're all lovely people. Don't take offence, please. Please don't take offence. Finn McKenzie, I'm looking at you. Don't take offence.
They are busy. They are busy people. People go, what is going on here?
Yeah. So I kind of tried to talk to TV, failed, and then moved on to radio instead, and came across the lovely Jack Napton and Izzy Felton, who is no longer here. She's still alive, don't worry, guys.
I know, it always sounds...
She's still alive, she's just not at URN anymore. And they were chatting to me about radio, and they said, you'd love it, you'd be great, you need to join. I was like, oh, well, what section do I join? And it was Izzy Felton that was like, daytime, Margot, you need to join daytime radio. I was like, okay.
I do think everyone who's a member of URN can just scout out what everyone should be as part of the station. It's like a sort of mental BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah, we do talk about it as well, don't we? There's always a stereotypical daytimer. Do you think
you fall into the stereotype of daytime? And what is this stereotype?
The stereotype of daytime? Probably just being quite loud and chatty and can talk pretty much about anything. Yeah. Is that a flex? Am I flexing?
Are you better than everyone else?
Am I better than everyone? No. I just think you can probably ramble for England about anything to yourself for 2 hours and are happy to do that. Wide interest in music as well.
Mm.
I'd say my actual music taste is probably more after darky than daytime.
Interesting.
So if you listen to my show, you'll know that. But it's not particularly like the classic daytime songs, I think, they get played on daytime most of the time. I think that's fine. Daytime could be whatever you want it to be.
That is true. It is very much, though, a lot of chat and a lot of music.
Yes.
It's a lovely mix.
It is a lovely mix. I like how with daytime you can pretty much do anything with it. Literally anything. You can just completely make your own, which is really, really fun. And I liked that idea. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to join TV. Going to join radio. Going to join this daytime thing. Sounds great. Never look back.
Never.
Days. Never joined NSTV. Still not a member. Awful.
Tempted?
I am tempted. I keep meaning to. I really like the idea of doing that crisis.
Yeah.
Talking with a microphone thing. As I have been the guest on the receiving end of that microphone multiple times now.
Do you just see a microphone and run to it these days? Because I find I do the same thing. As soon as anyone's got a camera out or a microphone, I'm like, these are my people. I need to go talk to them.
Definitely drawn to people with microphones and cameras. That sounds like I want to be the spotlight of attention. I don't want to be the spotlight of attention. It's just quite fun.
It is. And I will
especially say, when you've had a few drinks, it's even more fun.
I can imagine. My general radio stereotype is, if you do radio, it's because you like the sound of your own voice. And as much as people go, no, I don't like listening back to my voice, I'm like, no, you like hearing your voice talk. Right?
That's quite...
If you don't like talking, why would you do radio?
So true.
Even the After Darkers, who want to show their music, you know, and have like niche music tastes, they still want to get their thoughts out there and share stuff with people.
Erin, that is a real like light bulb moment then.
And I don't mean it as a bad thing. You know, people say, oh, you like the sound of your own voice, as a bad thing. I mean it as a hands up straight away. Yeah, that is me. I mean, I'm now doing a podcast.
Exactly.
Just to talk more.
You love talking.
I do.
I agree. I don't, I'm classic. I'm one of those classic people that doesn't like the sound of their own voice. I don't particularly like listening to my voice back. However, chatting away... Yeah, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
Quite like a nice gossip, quite a long chat just to myself about anything.
A good gossip's always a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm really bad. I can't sit through films. Literally cannot do it. Can't deal with the silence.
Do you find then you listen to a lot of music and radio or podcasts in your free time?
In my free time? You know what? No, not massive. Well, I listen to music when I'm walking to campus. Walking to and from campus is a must. Music is a must. In fact, walking to and from campus is probably one of the only times that I get to listen to music, I find. Because when I'm working, cannot listen to music. Just can't concentrate. I was saying to you earlier about this. I just can't concentrate on two things. It's trying to do work and having a song on at the same time.
So do you work in silence?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I work, so when I'm in libraries, I don't have headphones in or anything.
I need
just noise that's not related to any... Otherwise, I sing.
I'll be honest, I put my headphones on, don't play any music. I just like the idea of physically blocking out everyone else around me.
I'm convinced so many people do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
because... I reckon half of George Green...
It's silence.
People have all got headphones in with nothing playing.
Yeah, and I've got noise-cancelling headphones, and it just dulls out everyone else a little bit more.
Yeah.
And there's nothing... I have no music playing.
Nice.
Because I'm like you. If I'm thinking... I can't have
you
music.
Can't.
But if I'm not thinking, I have sort of like certain albums I go to and I put on because I know them so well, they are just background music to me.
Yes, that's been like scientifically proven, hasn't it? That it
yeah,
works.
So I've got like a set, you know, three or four.
Yeah.
So when I did my exams last week, I had three exams and every single one I listened to the same music for all of them. I just listened to Maisie Peters just on shuffle.
Really?
Yeah.
Maisie Peters.
She's my girl.
Your exam queen is Maisie Peters. Wow.
She has been recently. Because it's that sort of... There's a bit of upbeatness to it. Because I need something that's not going to depress me while I'm doing exams. I need a little bit of upbeat. A little bit of like sort of forwards motion. You know,
very
keep
nice.
Me going.
Yeah.
But stuff I know so well that I can just... my brain will tune it out. Because
that's
I know
clever.
every lyric to every song of hers. I'm a little bit obsessed. She is my...
That's
she's
allowed.
My number one.
You're allowed to be obsessed over Maisie Peters.
Thank
I'll
you.
Allow that.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
I
good
have
choosing.
Margot's permission.
Yeah. You have got my permission.
She's just
permission
been that.
To listen to Maisie Peters whilst doing exams. Granted.
Thank you. That's all I needed. Do you have a sort of favourite artist of the moment, favourite song? Where are your...
Oh, favourite artist. Can I get my phone out?
Yeah, this is a really tricky question, especially asking anyone who does like radio or is big into music because they just go,
yeah. Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Oh, there's so many songs I like at the moment. Oh, where do I start? Okay, so if we're talking albums that I've been liking recently.
This is also me just looking for
obviously,
recommendations for
myself. I've been listening to a lot of the SZA.
Yeah.
SOS.
Do you have a favourite?
Okay, this could be a bit of a rogue one.
Mm-hmm.
F to F.
Okay.
which doesn't sound like any of the other...
No.
Is it I don't even know how to say her name. SZA?
I believe it's SZA.
I believe it's SZA. It doesn't sound like any of her other songs. And it sort of reminds me of Taylor Swift. And I hate to say it, I'm not a massive Taylor Swift stan. So I don't quite know why I like it, but it's quite a good one. I find it quite catchy. Good break in the album. Mm. If anyone's wondering, if you want to walk from George Green to about halfway up the hill as you're going through Lenton, up the hill towards town.
Up Derby Road, isn't
it? Yes, up Derby Road. If you go from SOS to halfway through F to F takes, that is the duration of the walk. Yeah, I don't know how I know that, but...
You've listened to it enough times.
I've clearly listened to it enough times.
So SZA's been the one recently. To be honest, everyone I've asked SZA's been up there.
Or all the Fred Again songs that have been coming out, all of the... I can't remember what it's called now. That's so bad. The US, I think it's called USB or AUX or something. He's brought out loads of like DJ remixy, cool, dancey songs.
Cool,
I love those. Really fun. My favourite song at the moment is a song called Let's Do It Again in capital letters by Jamie XX. Came out years ago.
The one you're talking about.
But it's so catchy. I popped that on in my AirPods. Walked campus with that, blasting, let's do it again. And it just gets me really hyped for the day. Really fun. So I think they're my favourites at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I've got more than one favourite. I'm really bad at choosing favourites.
Everyone is. Especially with music. Music gets so tricky.
So true.
And also this is me just wanting recommendations for myself. So it is me just going, so what is everyone else listening to so I know what to listen to?
Pretty much just loads of dance music is all I listen to. And anything funky dance,
ooh,
that's me.
You like the upbeat stuff.
I do. I don't listen to much sad. In fact, listening to SZA R&B is actually quite rogue for me, I'd say. I don't listen to much stuff like that.
No.
Apart from Georgia Smith. I do like Georgia Smith. She's one of those people that I don't listen to often, but I do like find myself returning to randomly and sort of just go, oh yeah, I forgot how much I love Georgia Smith. She's actually really good.
I do love those sort of like artists. Random things.
Yeah, I had that recently with Kendrick Lamar. Never used to, literally, I would not call myself a Kendrick Lamar fan. However, recently, listening to so much Kendrick Lamar, really random. But there we go.
It happens. I did yesterday... I was listening randomly. I just thought, you know who's a great artist? Union J from X Factor, right? This is ridiculous.
What happened to Union J? Where are they now? Who knows?
I if you really want to know, I was very my cousin was a fan of them, so I had to be a fan of them.
Of course.
As that's how it worked in my
mind. That's how it worked.
It's
allowed.
It's so funny when you go back to those music. And that does bring me on to actually one of my questions, which I feel like I maybe should have prepped you for, because this might be a little bit of a tricky question.
That's okay.
Take a bit of thought.
I like tricky questions on a Tuesday.
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, I was going to say mid-morning, but it's not the morning anymore.
Not quite.
Almost. My sort of, it's my morning currently still, but there we go. It's a student morning.
I would say X Factor for me is my niche specialist subject that I still know too much about. I can tell you what songs One Direction was singing what week. You know, it's that kind
really?
Of thing. There are so many songs I hear and I'm like... One Direction song this on X Factor, right? It's cemented in my mind. Do you have a specialist subject? Be a bit niche. Can be something music based. Doesn't have to be. Like if you were going on Mastermind sort of style.
If I was going on Mastermind, what would my specialist subject be? That's really tricky.
This is one question I normally prep people for because it does take a little bit of thought.
No. I have the first thing that came to mind... Once you said the word specialist subject, was CBeebies.
Okay.
TV, like any CBeebies programs from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm pretty confident on knowing the names of the shows, the characters within them, and the soundtracks that went with them. I was a TV addict. I was brought up on CBeebies.
Did you have younger siblings?
I am the oldest of four. I've got two younger brothers and a younger sister.
So I am the second oldest of four. And I've had a very similar experience where I've watched a lot of CBeebies, but not that much CBBC, because yes. It was always you had to watch whatever was okay for yes. the youngest. And I can remember so much stuff that everyone's like, how do you actually remember this? I'm like, because I was that bit older
yeah.
and I can remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That makes so much sense.
That does make sense. And I think it's also, I say early 2000s because obviously being the oldest, there was the youngest child that was still watching CBeebies way past my time. So my CBeebies knowledge probably up to about, I say early 2000s, up to like 2010. I reckon yeah. I can do all the way from 2000 to 2010 of CBeebies.
I'd love to see it.
Programs, character names, soundtracks.
Do you have a favourite or a standout one from that time?
Oh, my favourite CBeebies programme. My personal favourite CBeebies programme, I know from when I was younger, was Balamori. Absolutely.
Classic.
Or Tickabilla. Mm. Tickabilla, Tickabilla, fun for you and me. Tickabilla, Tickabilla.
It's ringing a bell, but I have no memory in my
mind
of that.
I'll show you Tickabilla.
Show me a picture and I'll be like, yep.
It's amazing. It's a great program. What else was a favourite?
I don't know if it was CBeebies, but it was definitely kids. What was it? It was like the monkeys. And they were on an island.
Oh, I know the programme you mean. Something Zillas.
Zingzillas.
Zingzillas.
Yeah.
Told you. I'm basically there.
Exactly.
Zingzillas. That was a great programme,
wasn't
it?
That was amazing. And I always felt... The problem is with like CBeebies and like young kids' TV shows, yeah. I always felt so clever. You know, because they'd be like, guys, what's this instrument? I'm like, obviously, that's a saxophone. Everyone knows that. Yeah. But I was like 6, 7 watching this, you know, so of course it's not for my sort of age group, being a bit older. But I think it gave me a bit of a superiority complex because I'm like, I'm so smart than everyone else. I was like, no
it's
not.
CBeebies.
It's aimed for 3-year-olds.
That's so true. Yeah, I grew into CBBC very late, that's for sure. I'm trying to think of other CBeebies programmes I loved. Another one, actually, which maybe is an early explanation for why I love radio, is, oh my goodness, what's it called? The name's just gone out of my head. Do you know that CBeebies programme that goes like, here's the place you want to be. I want to go Gary and Dave, but it's not something and Dave's pop shop. Na, 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 na. I'm going to find it now.
Gonna have
it
to.
Was so...
It's one of those ones that's like, that's going to drive
I
us insane.
I think it's called... Oh, I can't remember. Carrie and David. It's Carrie and David's Pop Shop. And it was basically this lady called Carrie, and she had red hair and a guy called David, and they're together in real life, 99% sure. And they basically used to make songs... four people each program revolved around creating a song for someone. So someone would come into the shop going, I need a song for this, and they'd make a song and then they'd pop it in this little pod and then send it to them.
I'm not sure if that rings a bell or if I can just imagine it being a TV show so well, but I love that
photo. And they had and the talking dog.
Can I just say, this is the best tangent I've been on.
Carrie and David Pop Shop.
Oh my goodness, yes, I remember her.
Do you recognise that?
She is the one I'm recognising. I'm like, that red hair.
And she has this amazing like opera voice.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So much good kids TV, to be honest. Sometimes I dream of becoming a kids TV presenter. It would be so much fun.
Honestly, that was a dream of mine at one point. I could see you doing it.
You'd get the kids to bed in a great mood or something, you know, sing them a little song.
Full of energy, those children. Yeah.
Tire them out just before bed.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe one day. I'm interested now to hear what everyone else
We've had a few sort of music-based ones, obviously.
Obviously. Of course. I bet.
We've had Pokemon was one of them.
Pokemon. I can tell you a fun fact about Pokemon. I used to collect Pokemon cards, and I have tons of them, but they're all in French because I used to collect Pokemons when I lived in France back in the day.
You lived in France? I did not know that.
Yeah, I lived in France for 4 years when I was younger, age 4 to just under age 8.
Okay, whereabouts in France?
Just outside of Paris, a town called Saint-Rémy-les-Chevreuses.
Well, that does make sense, I guess, a little bit. Because we were talking about it a bit earlier. You're planning on doing a year abroad in France.
Yes, I am.
Because you're correct me if I'm wrong, you do liberal arts.
I do liberal arts.
But you've kind of gone the French route of liberal arts.
Yeah, so I mainly do geography and French. Mm-hmm. I do geography and French. However, next semester, I am doing history. I do history. I mainly do geography. I do a little bit of history. And actually only a little bit of French. But I only do the French where you actually talk French. Because a lot of French. French is such a lying degree. Because you think when you're doing a French degree, the whole degree is going to be about talking French.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing loads of speaking in French. 90% of a French degree is taught in English. All the exams are in English. And you're just taught about the context of France. Like, who would have thought that?
I would say when I was at school, I did French as part of... I didn't do A-levels, I did the IB, so the International Baccalaureate. Yeah. And you have to do a foreign language and the French programme as part of the IB. Part of it is learning French culture, a little bit of French history, but it was a lot about cultural aspects of it. But we did it all in French.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting that the university has gone... But guys, you're in England. Let's learn about it in English.
I find that so strange. So I don't do any of those modules. Sorry, Culture of France. Yeah. You've been severely neglected. And I only actually do the module where you speak French. And yeah, that's my degree, really.
That's quite fun.
A bit of everything. So basically my A-levels. I know, guys. Why am I here? I did geography, history and French. And chemistry, AS. I got a D.
And then you were like, no, thank
you. I blame coronavirus.
As you should.
Honestly, so much stuff. Blame it on COVID.
All the coursework I had to do before COVID happened. Guys know, but it was COVID. Well, I had handed in all my coursework before COVID started. But I'm still like, no, but it was COVID.
It was COVID's fault.
What has been your favourite module then you've done?
My favourite module?
Yes.
Ooh.
Would you say it's the French, the history, or the...
Or the geography. That's a really interesting question.
It doesn't have to be a full module, even if it's just like a topic in a module. What's been the thing that's kept you going when, you know, those classes get tough?
When classes get tough, I'd say in first year, there's these liberal arts core modules, and they are the strangest, weirdest put together modules you've ever seen on the planet. And they basically pick a concept of something and then apply it to basically lots of different subjects. So, for example, in first year, we took the topic of time and we looked at like physics and time and history of time, like the concepts called deep time and geography related stuff and anthropology and psychology and time, like loads of... Which was just completely random. Like, it was so random and nothing like anything else I've ever learned, ever. Was it useful? Who knows? Was it fun writing about it, though? Absolutely. So that was quite good.
That's really interesting. I'd say. I've never heard of the liberal arts core modules.
The core modules are the best part because you don't even have to do the essays and the coursework for it. You don't have to write an essay. You can do, like... an experience proposal or an artwork, or if you want to do a dance, you can do a dance. Last year I did a whole blog on Afrofuturistic music and it got me 88.
Wow.
I know. I was very proud of myself. but best mark I've ever had. We've never reached 88 or close to it ever since.
I will say it is always... The modules you do well in, I feel like, end up being your favourites as well.
Yeah.
My favourite module is the one I did the best in.
Yeah. When you get really into something, you do end up normally doing quite well in it. Which I guess is the whole point in degrees, is you're meant to get...
Yeah. But I've had a lot of modules where I'm doing it because I have to do it.
So true.
And I'm just not enjoying it, and the grades show it. And then I find one thing I like, and I'm like, I'm so smart. And I'm like, if only I could do this in every module.
I know how you feel. I also feel like your enjoyment of modules, and I know it shouldn't still depend on the teachers, but
it does.
The lecturers does make me more, like, if I've got a good lecturer for like a certain lecture or something, it does make me more interested in it by mile. So like in geography, there's this one guy, shout out to Liam.
I was going to say, do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to Liam Keenan. I think that's your surname. Because obviously we get because of being in liberal arts, you're meeting lecturers from everywhere.
Yeah.
And nobody's linked and nobody talks to each other. So you're basically just like a little fish in a massive pond.
Aww.
I know, sad times. But Liam is really cool and he does economic geography. And I love the fact, I think it's his PhD. He did a PhD in the geography of pubs. And I just think that's really fun.
That
and
is.
Clearly never wanted to leave university and loved drinking. And basically the whole thing about the decline of pubs and the changing landscape of pubs in the UK.
That's
and
really interesting as well. You know, and it's stuff that's relevant to your life. Well, you said economic geography, and as someone who enjoys their economics degree, I'm like, yep, you picked the one bit I care about.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about it is just quite fun. Maybe it's being a student as well. Mm. I find that quite, like, he just seems quite down to earth and fun. And he's the kind of guy I'm like, you definitely had a great time at university and you never wanted to leave. And that's why you're a lecturer.
And that's okay.
And that is absolutely fine. Yeah, I'd say he's my favourite. Or big up Uditi from Liberal Arts. She's amazing. She's great. She backs you up in any argument you want to make. I hate the timetabling people at university.
Mm-hmm.
They are the worst people on the planet, in fact. And they never saw my timetabling problems because I've always got timetabling problems because all my modules always clash.
I guess being a liberal arts, that's very much going to be the case. I've never had issues with my timetable, but everything I've only ever done stuff within the School of Economics.
That's fair enough. Stick to what you know. Stick to economics.
Yeah. I have done. For better or worse.
I think it's for the better.
We'll see.
Seeing as you love economics and you were so passionate about it.
I say love is a stretch. Passionate. Depends which bit
depends
we're talking
about. The bits you're doing well in.
Yes. 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 Yes,
we love those
exactly.
Bits. Definitely.
And those lecturers that really keep me going.
Yeah. Honestly. UDT, Queen, thank you so much. Blowing you a kiss. She sorted so many timetabling problems for me. And she's just pretty cool. She's a cool gal. Love
some of them are. Some lecturers, you're just like, I want to be friends with you.
Yeah. Others, boring. But there we go. Let's not talk about them.
No. There's no space for that on this podcast.
No. It's Margot Mondays, guys. We're not talking negativity. We're not talking negative lecturers. Awful.
Do you have a favourite spot on campus?
A favourite spot?
Yes. Location. Other than obviously the studio and the office.
That's a great question.
Do you have
I'm loving these questions. They're
Thank
great,
you.
Erin.
Thank
this
you.
This is so fun. I love talking.
You know what it was? I just thought, what would I want to tell someone?
That's so funny. So fair. I'll allow
and
it.
Also, it's stuff I'm actually interested to hear from like everyone because I want to know what everyone's doing on campus. I want to know what everyone else's like modules like because I find it really hard to talk to people sometimes about like my course or their course or something because they're so much... That is so different from everyone's courses and my sort of friend group that I spend a lot of time with. Yeah. They all do the same course except for me. So they all do
so
film and
annoying.
TV. So I know a lot about the film and TV
Nothing
course.
Nothing else.
No one else's. And I just, this is me just
annoying.
Being nosy. Honestly, this
no,
podcast
I love
is me
it.
Being
I love
nosy.
It. It's great because also URM, we're such a great bubble of friends. But I feel like outside of our lives, our radio lives, none
There's
of us
so
really, I'm really bad, especially on the group chats and keeping up with people in your end. I never know what people are up to outside of the world of radio. Like, I just don't.
And
so I love
that's
this.
That's what
it's
I
want to
know.
It's so nosy. I so rate it. It's
I feel
great.
Like you and I are very much on the same wavelength here.
It's so I don't know why nobody did this earlier. I will be listening to all of these.
Just to be nosy.
Just to be nosy.
Yeah.
Okay, favourite spot of spot on campus?
Either for working, it can be, or just like to go sit and have your coffee. You can give me the context behind it as well. And even if there's a certain weather. Because I will say there is a certain place that when I walk on campus and if the sun is shining just right, it is my favourite thing.
One of my favourites. Let me think about this. How should I do it? Okay, I'm going to do favourite place.
Mm-hmm.
Just for like happy vibes.
Just for vibes, yeah.
Memories. Place with the best memories and then place for working.
Go for it.
Okay.
That's a good category system.
Yeah, I'm gonna categorize it. Okay. Best place for just vibes is it's gotta be the Downs on a sunny day. The top of the Downs on a sunny day or even sunsetting. In obviously I've only had summer of first year, I haven't had summer of second year yet. But so nice, so fun, just like and everybody being on the Downs together, just positive energy, people playing like nice games and things and having naughty barbecues that we're not meant to be having, but there we go, we had them anyway. Just like, that's really nice. I really like that. I'd say that's probably my favourite spot during the summer.
Yeah.
During the winter, I don't know. Massively, honestly, I don't mind. I'll happily be anywhere on campus. Campus is so pretty, but only when it's sunny.
Yes, there is an energy about campus when it's sunny.
Not in the rain. Rain and dark, no. Awful. Get me out. Get me home. Disgusting. So yeah. Anyway, let's not talk negativity. It's Muggin Mondays. Sunny Downs, I'd say, is my favourite. Working. I know it's boring, but Hallward. Awful.
Which floor?
Interesting question. I think if I'm doing a big working day, I actually like to start in George Green and pretend I'm a really clever scientist.
Fun.
And I like floor C, with a window that faces towards the, I'm trying to think, like engineering buildings and the chemistry.
Yeah, the physics building, and then it's the home building.
Yeah. That way, floor C, really like that. Lovely jubbly. But if I need to work, like Hallward top floor, or in the mornings only, Hallward bottom floor.
Okay.
On a circular table, because it's quiet in the mornings.
They're nice tables. Yeah. But it does the sun gets in
and it's lovely and it's light. Massively like working in light.
Yes.
And the problem with Hallward, it is a bit dark.
A little bit. I do find that. Yeah, I struggle sometimes. Depends on the mood. I do very much. Hallward is my love. And I go there and I sit by all the law books and pretend I'm getting smarter. And pretend I'm a law student who has to like be there all day and work
hard. That's very clever.
I like to pretend.
A particular floor, once you go up from the bottom floor,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's not that ground floor. I don't understand the people that work on the ground floor. You guys are strange. You guys weird me out. I don't know how you concentrate down there and don't just watch everyone walking to and from the stairs. I'm watching people fill up their water bottles in that water point corner. I'd be people watching all day. One place I don't go anymore is Monica Partridge. I used to be a right Monica Partridge girl.
Yeah.
Not so much this year.
You've grown up.
I have grown up.
I do think it's for first years mostly.
Yes.
It's a nice sort of social space.
And I was a first year that went there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, not so much. Yeah, too loud, too noisy.
Too many first years around.
Too many first years. Too cool for them. Imagine being a first year, guys. Could never have been
me. Embarrassing, isn't it?
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing to be first year.
Have I done all my locations?
You said memories was another one, maybe.
Oh, yeah. And just that Hugh Stewart, have you been to the Hugh Stewart Garden?
No, I wasn't on campus first year. So I don't know the halls very well at all.
Okay, so Hugh Stewart was my hall in first year.
I've walked through it once and recently.
Have you? Okay, so like by Monica Partridge, opposite there.
Yeah.
Hugh Stewart's got this like secret garden thing.
Yes, I have actually been to those gardens. Are those Hugh Stewart's gardens?
Yeah.
Because I suddenly saw them and I was like,
It's got like a hill thing and then a little, I don't even know, like a little gardeny thing at the bottom. And then you've got the main Hugh Stewart building. And that just brings back happy memories,
aww.
I'd say. Walking around Hugh Stewart, it's like, oh, Hugh Stewart, good times.
All right, we're going to kind of go a little bit
I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, you're good.
Are you sure?
Too much is better than not enough.
Am I going to give you so much editing?
It'll be fun.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Erin.
No,
I'm
it's so all good. Sorry. I normally end up editing out myself rather than whoever else is on.
That's good. That's good.
I talk too much, trust me.
I think you've been pretty good.
Thank you. I've been restraining myself. Like
maybe
holding myself
back. I'll let you talk more.
Don't. Please don't. The whole point is you're talking.
Okay. I'll take centre spotlight using my voice.
Okay,
wow.
If I have to. I'll be the centre of attention.
So
the other things, we've got a couple of last questions that I like to just ask all the guests, you know.
Okay, hit me. Don't, but yeah.
Not physically. Do you have an iconic item of clothing that people walking around campus will go, that's Margot? Or do you have a particular style? Because, you know, radio is such a non-visual thing.
Oh, this is so funny. Yes,
I do. How would I walk along and be like, so I know Margot Mondays always wears whatever. And I'll see someone wearing it and go, that must be Margot. I'm trying to get your fans to come and approach you.
What do I wear that stands out as very Margot? Mm. I'd say most of my friends, so my housemates characterise my style as French girl. French girl Margot, yeah. French girl core. She's back at it again with the French girl core, is what they all like to say. I'm not French. I did live in France for a bit, and I do French, but I'm not French. I have no French family or anything. However, I have an addiction to stripes. Yes. Exhibit A, I'm currently sat here in stripy trousers.
They are nice trousers.
Thank you. I wear a lot of stripy things. If it's stripy, I will buy it. Stripy tops. I'm very often called, where's Wally? Where's Margot? You can't see her. She's dressed in red stripy tops again. Blue stripy tops. And honestly, I have stripy scarves. I've got a stripy red and pink stripy scarf and a matching red and pink hat. I know what you're thinking, red and pink, Margot. Weird. Oh, that's a
aren't they the in colours right now?
Are
or something?
They though?
We'll call it
I'm
that.
Trying to make it cool, guys. I don't know how well I'm doing it, but they're currently getting roasted in my house for me looking like, where's Wally? I get called chef trousers in these. I honestly can't wear anything without it getting a name in my house. I'd say stripes.
Yeah.
Anyone in stripes?
It could be you.
It's probably, yeah, it could be me.
If there's someone you're seeing every day at the bus stop or walking to campus wearing stripes, it's Margot.
Yeah. Or what else would they say that was very Margot? I was going to say Eastpak, but I don't actually use that bag anymore. Yeah. So that's not a very good one.
I've got my Eastpak bag. It's been with me through thick and thin.
Oh, they're so good, aren't they?
They're amazing.
They're amazing. I love them. Big up Eastpak. You guys are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that have Eastpak bags.
Better than everyone else.
They are the best kind of people. Yeah, I'd go with stripes.
Yeah.
Stripes is very Margot.
I like that.
What's very Erin?
Oh, I do wear a lot of green, I'll be honest. It's green.
Very eco-friendly of you.
And it's not even on purpose.
You just quite like the colour
green. I have set myself on... to stop buying green. I've given myself a ban and then it happens.
That's like me. Oh my goodness.
My
yes.
green trousers are a little bit iconic, I will
That's
say.
That's the other thing. Okay, if we're going colours.
Yeah.
Red. Yep. I'm a red girl. I say that in pink and black, but I'm a red girl at heart through and through. If in doubt, buy it in red. I will love it. I will wear loads of it. I wear loads of the colour red and the colour blue. Yeah, loads of blue and red.
Hmm.
Patriotic, hence the French girl again.
Yeah, red, white and blue.
Red, white and blue. Yeah.
Final question.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to? This can be deep, this can be as shallow as you like.
What am I looking forward to?
What's like the thing that you kind of keeping you going today?
What's keeping me going? Oh, I don't know. Is it bad that I'm quite looking forward to going to bed?
No, that is very
I am
reasonable.
Looking forward, currently...
Considering the fact you didn't sleep last night and you're here right now and it's verging on 2 o'clock.
Verging on two. Whoa, where's the time gone today? Yeah, I'm quite excited to go to sleep later. I really want to make a green Thai curry. I know. Ooh. I've made a mental to-do list this week of things I want to do. Because it's obviously the week.
It feels like it's a little bucket list week for you.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a bucket week list thing going on at the moment. Because obviously, no exams and no lectures or anything until next Monday. So I've got Tuesday onwards to just complete things. So I was going to try and do some more radio planning stuff. I wanted to make a green Thai curry. I know, so random. What else? I want to go to Woollerton Park this week.
Have you been?
I have been.
Good.
Many a time, although I haven't been yet this academic year.
I find it's only when you're in first year you're going to go, because otherwise you're just that little bit far away that it's like, it feels
it's
like
so
an effort.
Much effort.
Mm.
But I do really want to go back because it's so nice.
It is lovely. Especially with the sunny weather. It's
exactly.
freezing outside, but it's been really nice the past
few weeks. Yeah, it's really nice. So I want to try and do that this week. I need to tidy. I'm looking forward to having a tidy room.
Are you going to do a proper deep clean?
It's so desperate. It's so bad, Erin. Mum, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It's a bomb sight.
It's exam stress.
It's so bad in there. No, clothes everywhere. My room is not big. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to a tidy room.
Lovely. You've got a lot to do, and it feels like very normal things, which is lovely. There's something nice about the little and normal things you do in your day.
Yes.
Just doing my washing, sometimes it just brings me joy.
Yeah. Actually, does it bring me joy?
Once it's done,
yes.
And the clothes are put away.
Yes. But it is a
hassle,
while
I'm doing it now. Although if I put on the right podcast, put the right playlist on or something like that, it's...
Oh, yeah, you do it all with a bit of music on.
Yeah. Do little dances and doing it.
I think that's it. I can't think of anything else.
That's fine.
I've probably given you too many things.
No, I love it. You're such an optimistic person. It's always nice.
Yeah, am I?
Maybe not.
Thanks.
You're always smiley. You lift my spirits.
I try. Be a positive.
How daytime.
Light on your day. What can I say?
Yeah. Little ray of sunshine.
Lovely. Oh. I love that.
Well, thank you, Margot. Thank you for coming and chatting with me.
No worries. I can imagine all of radio loving this. We all love talking.
Yeah.
This is great.
I'm just feeding into everyone's egos. That's what I'm getting. Yes.
Absolutely massive, massive thank you to Margot for talking with me today. If you've loved hearing what Margot had to say, you should definitely tune in to her daytime show 3 to 5 every Monday on University Radio Nottingham, which can be found on the website urn1350.net. As well, give her Instagram a follow at It's Margot Mondays. And if you enjoy listening to my voice on this podcast, give us a follow on Off Air with URN on Instagram, and stay tuned for more episodes to come. Off Air with URN is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Erin Vallack. A special thank you goes to Tom Vallack, who composed the theme tune.